Recovery begins with God's story, creation, fall, redemption, and restoration. Addiction recovery begins best when it is placed inside God's larger story. Many people think recovery is only about stopping a behavior. Stopping destructive substance use matters deeply. Sobriety can save lives, protect families, restore trust, and create space for healing. But Christ-centered recovery sees more than behavior management. It sees the whole person before God. The Bible begins with creation. God created human beings in His image. That means every person in recovery has dignity before they have a diagnosis, a label, a relapse history, or a recovery story. A person is not first an addict, a problem, a case, or a failure. A person is an embodied soul created by God. Then the Bible tells the truth about the fall. Sin entered the world and human life became disordered. Desire became twisted. Bodies became vulnerable. Relationships became wounded. Shame entered the human story. People began hiding from God, hiding from each other, and hiding from themselves. Addiction often lives in that hiding place. It may involve sin, bondage, pain, trauma echoes, habit, craving, secrecy, shame, family damage, and physical dependence. A Christ-centered view does not reduce addiction to only one thing. It tells the truth about the whole struggle. But the Bible does not stop with creation and fall. It moves toward redemption. Jesus Christ comes into the world full of grace and truth. He does not excuse sin. He does not shame the broken. He calls people into the light. He forgives. He restores. He brings captives toward freedom. He forms a new people where confession, repentance, mercy, accountability, and love can live together. That is why recovery chaplaincy must be both honest and hopeful. The chaplain does not say this does not matter. Addiction does matter. Relapse matters. Harm matters. Broken trust matters. But the chaplain also does not say you are beyond hope. In Christ, no one's worst day has the final word. The biblical story gives the chaplain a steady framework. Creation says you have dignity. Fall says your struggle is serious. Redemption says Christ brings mercy, truth, and restoration. Restoration says God is forming a renewed life, not merely removing a behavior. As addiction recovery chaplains, we serve people inside this story. We pray by permission. We share scripture with consent. We support accountability without control. We point toward Christ without pretending the path is easy. Recovery begins with God's story because only God's story is big enough for the whole person.